You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't...
Hi. So here we are in this beautiful center of sin, Soho. In these narrow alleyways, fantastic new music from across the Atlantic has got us all jumping and jiving. The walls are vibrating. It's 1956. Beyond, the drabs may still be hibernating in their Cold War, but here in Soho, the world is being reborn. And there we were, Victor and myself, jiving and fart-assing the night away along Old Compton Street, his protecting arm around me.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
And so we skipped down into the lower depths of the Cave de France in Dean Street, as we did every night, searching for sin, vicarious or actual.
Greetings, comrades, denizens of this serene republic of Soho.
Hey, look away!
Victor.
Can you loan us a 5 bob till 7 o'clock?
What's happening at 7?
It's 7's opening time, isn't it? I sell my body for ridiculous sums, don't I?
Primo, drinks all round.
May you never let so.
We'll never do it.
It's Australian.
As a wild colonial boy.
Soho was Atlantis, the lost world I dreamed about all my life. And somewhere in that other life, beyond these walls, all those other poor bastards studying law, fighting for a living. And there was Victor, suddenly accepted. And there was Louis, my Glaswegian comrade, staring at Ivka. Was he in love with her?
Ivka, please.
So, this morning I telephoned my great friend Jean Cocteau. He whispered in my lagole, l'oiseau chante avec ses doigts. He's in love again. Terrible boy. I'm so sad for
Ivka,
him.
Ivka, let me, I must.
Louis, darling, you're driving me to extremities of insanity.
One little look, one wee peek, please. I know you've got it under the table. I can see it.
Louis, it's only a painting.
Only, it is the light of the world.
What are you doing?
I just want to hold it. I'll sit under the table, okay? No one will see. Listen. My heart sings. It soars, even through wrapping paper.
Victor, there you are. Ah, Victor, Victor, I did not see you.
Ivka, you have tears in your eyes.
Victor, make love to me.
Here, on the table.
No one will notice.
Ivka, you kidding with all these people about?
Darling, I see only you.
Ivka, have you got the painting?
Did not notice before that little scar on your lip. Oh, my God, you are so cruel. I love you.
Ivka, the brack. You promised to bring the brack.
Marshal Tito was also cruel and so strong. You have the same gentle but savage smile.
Ivka, the painting will be absolutely safe. Ben Gosling is an old family friend. He's the leading brack expert. He's totally dependable and discreet. He'll give you a very discreet and expert valuation.
Oh, Victor, take me somewhere. Make me happy.
Listen, I talked to Ben Gosling. I've stressed that the brack is not for sale. Have you got it with you?
I cannot wait until tomorrow. Please.
Ivka, baby, please. All eyes are upon us. Tomorrow morning, I promise. Listen, you really must know its current value. Then maybe you can borrow against it. I just want you and Roy to be secure.
You are too good to me.
Where's the painting?
Under the table, between my tootsies.
Give it to me.
Yes, darling. I want to give it to you. Here. Here and now.
I'll get it.
Excuse me. I was searching for the Holy Grail. Here it is.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Goodbye. And if I never see you again, it's too soon.
Victor, please, do not unwrap it here.
Thank you, Ivka. I shall see you tomorrow.
Wait, wait, phone me. Tell me when it's triste. I break every appointment. I live for tomorrow.
Sweetheart, tomorrow all day, I promise. Simon, let's go.
Where?
The night is long.
Hey, Victor, wait for me.
Victor, guard with your life. If you lose, please get murdered. Or maybe I will jump from rooftop of Herod's. Goodbye, my love.
Simon, nothing can stop us now. We are truly on our way.
Where are we going?
First to Bianchi's Cafe, where, I believe, they have a wonderful new coffee machine that creates a delicious and poisonous substance called espresso. So, Simon, what do you think of my little scheme?
I don't like it, Victor. It's immoral.
Simon, we make our own morality.
Let me look at it again. It almost sings. It's beautiful. And it may be worth thousands, but it's their property.
Property? Simon, we are existential.
It's illegal.
10 minutes ago, you were exclaiming our brave new world. Now you talk of legality. Their legality. Their standards.
I feel like I'm being sucked down into a whirlpool.
I see. Forget it. I understand. Go back to the suburbs, Simon. You can sleep cozily there. Goodbye.
Victor, wait! Ivka and Roy are my friends.
Then help them. Save them from a life of mediocrity. This world of petty values must all be swept away. We will create a new world, a new art. The art beyond art. We are the brave, the avant-garde, the innovators.
They've been good friends to me. That's the truth.
Simon, darling, beloved, look into my eyes. Tell me, what is truth?
You're the truth.
Yes, Simon. I am the truth. We are doing Ivka and Roy a favor by changing their lives. We are offering them chaos. Don't you see?
Yes. I think so.
Now that God is dead, art is our path. Therefore, it can never be a commodity, an investment.
Woe to the investors. I see. I really see. Thank you, Victor.
My pleasure.
Victor, how much do you think it's worth?
Leave everything to me. Listen carefully, Simon. You've been legging around Soho for ages. Do you know anyone absolutely outstanding in the art of copying paintings?
Sure.
You do?
Absolutely. He's been under your nose all the time. And he's absolutely perfect.
Not you.
Oh, no.
Simon, what's his name?
We are the stuff that dreams are made of, but your little lives are rounded with sleep.
Shut up, 3 in the morning, quiet!
Death to the investors! Death to parents! Death! Death!
Death!
Oh, brave new world! Victor, this is where I live. Onward and upward.
But where is our hack? You promised me our artist. Does he live here? Are you sure you are not the evil genius?
Shut up! It's 3 in the morning!
Up the wooden stairs to Beddy Bye.
Simon, you promised me the best copyist in the world.
Have faith. And taking you to see Louis.
Who's Louis?
Not my uncle.
Who's Louis?
He lives opposite us, across the passage. The sweet, insane Imogen. You've met him.
Have I? Take me to him.
I will. Up we go!
Wait.
Louis was having one of his usual turns, competing against crackless Imogen, who was having one of her usual turns.
I'm useless! Bloody useless!
Louis, so fortunate to find you up. May we come in?
Just look at this painting. It's useless. It's crap. Bloody crap. I am a useless pissed crap hound. Oh, Alistair Crowley, help me.
Waited till it came to life and hit it with a poker.
Hello, Louis. This is Victor.
I saw you earlier. In the carve? How are you, Louis?
So.
I like this painting you're working on.
Do you really?
It vibrates.
It stinks!
Louis was a fat, gentle slob from the jungles of Glasgow, He had the eyes of an eagle, but the heart of a teddy bear. He could create you a fair Monet in 3.5 hours, a Van Gogh in 5. You name it. Matisse, Magritte. Louis is also secretly in love with my bird, Sarah, and I don't blame him.
This is sheer genius. Van Gogh, Provençal sunlight, his sunflowers. It's perfect. No one would ever know.
That's not bad. It's a living. Just.
Louis can copy anything.
Louis, I have a proposition. Something to your advantage. Interested?
Spiel on.
Take a gander at this.
Braque. The Braque. The genuine Braque. Listen. It sings. True genius always sings. If I could paint like this, I would give my eyes.
Can we copy it?
Yep. But I suspect something nefarious.
Absolutely. Any problem?
I know the owner of this piece.
Yes, but I know her biblically. And this is being done with her knowledge. Ivka has entrusted me with its destiny. But she wants no one, but no one, to know of this.
I am not even speaking of this. What are we spieling about?
Louis, you are beautiful. 100 quid for you, cash on delivery. A bonus of 50 if you deliver a copy so beautiful that the original commits suicide.
Done.
Any problems?
Getting it to dry, that's the only problem.
Louis, we are about to embark upon a unique and wonderful adventure. Imogen, a kiss before parting.
Their knickers are made of crepe de chine. Their shoes are made of python.
Good night, Louis.
Tell me, Victor. Why can't I get my own paintings right?
Because you are a genius, and the rules don't apply. Sweet Imogen, nighty-night.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Mornings were not easy in Soho. It was always impossible to break through the surface and re-enter life. There I was, floating beautifully in that miasma just before waking. And there was Sarah, as usual, busy at her sewing machine, concocting her fabulous avant-garde creations. And there was Victor, hovering.
You are an exquisite female. Hebraic and incredibly passionate, I would surmise.
And you're leaving us this morning.
Here's a cup of tea for you.
No, thanks.
Sarah, this creation of yours, it's outrageous. You are a genius. I salute you.
Salute me whilst you pack your things. Please.
I love strong women. I'm leaving, don't worry.
You've been leaving for 3 days. I want you gone today.
Certainly. You have been most generous. I shall pack immediately.
Good morning, my friends. I feel so wonderfully refreshed.
Simon, you're always so disgustingly bright and breezy.
Sarah, my love. It's another beautiful day in Soho. Nothing to do all day but just to be, to belong with my glorious friends.
Simon, please shut up.
No, Victor, you packing? Oh, dear, Sarah, can't he stay a few more days?
Simon!
I know. I'll cook us all something absolutely scrumptious. I'll create an end-of-the-world omelette.
Simon, please go back to sleep.
Simon, I would love an omelette.
Perfecto!
Simon, here. From now on, you will be strong and not be afraid of women.
Yes, I see.
Take your time. Be circumspect. There are many ways to skin a cat.
Exactly. An omelette of unrivaled magic. Give me 5 minutes.
Stop looking at me.
A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw. It was an Abyssinian maid.
Mother, I'm sorry to wake you up so early.
Early? It's midday. Your father and I were having a lie-in.
This telephone call is merely to confirm that I'm never, never coming home.
Simon, as long as you find yourself.
I found myself last night 3 times. It's quite thrilling.
Simon, don't be disgusting.
Mother, please do not misunderstand this call. As you know, I have severed my connection with you and my father forever, and you will never see me again in this life. But when you make an omelette, do you whisk the eggs first? And do you add milk?
That was Simon.
Who else?
He's gone mad.
Tell me something new.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. Oh, I wish you would just grow and grow.
Oh, please let me sleep, Lily. I had such a busy night.
Sorry, Dr. Green. Men, with every sigh I become more mad.
Lily,
about you.
I've got this splitting headache.
Why are they so boring?
I never let you rest.
Hello? Yes? Sorry, the doctor's out on a call. Who? Oh, dear, I'll tell him when he comes in. Thank you, Mrs. Kandinsky. That was Mrs. Kandinsky. Her husband hasn't died yet.
We must be patient.
Sorry, Mr. Sutton, the doctor's out on a call. I'll tell him when he comes in. That was Mr. Sutton. Something's gone wrong with his groin.
We're all about to be incinerated by Anthony Eden, and he's concerned about his groin. Sod his groin, take it off the hook. What's that you're wearing?
Like it. My new sexy pink underwear. Falling in love again.
God, there's a world crisis and she enters second childhood.
Leonard, forget the crisis. Learn to love your crisis. Learn to love me. Leonard, darling, you look so boyish this morning.
Oh, my God, Lily, please let me sleep.
Sleep is for the dead. Embrace me, my sweet embrace. Whatever happened to our dream, Leonard? You were once so vigorous, so humorous, so alive. Remember Budapest. Remember this kimono, Leonard.
I hope I can do you justice.
Oh, do me any way you choose.
Absolutely marvellous.
Careful. It's not quite dry.
Simon, I make this pronouncement. Louis shall share our glorious future. Simon, can you spot the original Braque?
Oh, of course. It's that one. No. No. That one. Louis, my pal, my mate, my perfect friend.
Imogen, listen. Not a word to another soul. I am totally obsessed with you. I think I'm in love with you. I must have you soon, incessantly. I know you feel the same.
Sold its eyes for souvenirs. Sold its blood for whiskey.
What are you two whispering about over there?
Just telling her how much I fancied her.
Louis, must fly. Be good.
Trust him, Louis. He's changing all our lives.
You got me singing the blues.
Si, you have been so good. And now I've got something very special for you.
I've got to make an omelette.
Do as I say. In you go.
But why in the bog?
Simon, this is your lucky day. I'm initiating you into the mystery, into the holy of holies. Now, breathe the smoke in deeply right down into your lungs, like this, sucking in air at the same time.
God, it's... Is it?
It's dopey dope. I'm about to become a dope fiend. I'm wicked at last.
Simon, do it.
Right. To hell with Stoke Newington and all who drown in her. Sarah!
What is this?
Sarah, it's paradise. Share it with us.
Simon, are you out of your tiny mind?
Victor, I'm about to see the future. The art beyond art. Give me another drag.
Sarah, don't worry. It's from the tree of knowledge.
Fools. It's illegal.
Do you know why it's illegal, baby? Because it makes people happy.
I'm happy. So happy. This is so, Sarah. We must be bold.
Okay. I'll be bold. Give me that.
No!
There.
You've just slammed the doors of perception.
gates of paradise.
The gates of hell. I need coffee. Get out of my way.
Sarah!
She's wonderful.
Oh, dear. Paradise gone down the bog.
Fear not, comrade. Voila.
Victor the magician. Light the way.
So there I was, flat out, floating in a mystical miasma, creating a new world. Victor, my hero, was slowly packing. I wanted to cry, but I laughed. I was distanced. Nothing seemed to matter.
Poor Simon. Look what you've done to him.
He's perfect. Look how he sleeps, just like a baby. Isn't he beautiful? He's special.
He was until you arrived. Please continue packing and go now, please.
I love this part.
Why is he so much under your spell when I can see right through you? What's this?
It's mine. My parcel. May I have it, please? No, that's not ladylike. Please don't unwrap...
It almost sings. It looks like a brock. And here's another one. Two brocks? Something very fishy is going on here.
It's the smell of fresh paint.
I just want you out of here.
I understand. Look, I've packed. I shall miss seeing you in the early morning, with the bloom of sleep still on your face. I think you are so very special. That mimosa by the window, its incandescent luminosity, yet even mimosa pales in your presence.
What are you? Do you enjoy destroying people?
Sarah, I'm compelled to tell you something. I'm possessed, obsessed with you. You inhabit my head constantly. You must listen. You must look. Just look at me. Listen.
Stay away from me.
Sarah, I have fallen in love with you. You and I are destined for one another. It's inevitable. There, I'm all set to go. Tell Simon I'll see him later. Usual place.
Go to hell.
Goodbye, Sarah. Thank you for everything.
Victor, you are ridiculous.
No, I don't know. No, mother, no. Never coming home. Death, stone you into. Anthony Eden, yeah, hear me.
Simon, yeah. Please wake up. Simon. Yeah. Simon.
Yeah. Victor, my love. Sarah, my love. Who am I? Oh, I'm with you. Positively miraculous. Where's Victor?
He's gone.
Gone? When?
Just now.
Why?
Because I wanted him out, that's why.
Huh? How could you?
Because he's evil. Malevolent.
You're crazy! Victor, he's the most beautiful human being I ever met! When he enters a room, it bursts into light. When he leaves, the dark descends. Oh, now you've spoiled everything.
Simon, it's him or me. You're in love with him.
Don't be silly. I love you.
Why are your eyes wet?
How dare you say I'm crying?
Simon, you are in love with him. He's a monster. While you were asleep, he almost tried to seduce me.
How dare you denigrate him?
What's going on? What's he doing with those paintings? Are you in league with him?
Well, what am I going to do now?
Follow him, if you like. But stop crying first.
I am not. Repeat, not crying.
I watched Victor moseying down the road, and then he turned the corner and I was cut in two. It was like being tossed on a raging sea, exciting and scary. But Sarah was right. I was crying. And even though I knew I would see him later, the tears were just rolling down my cheeks. I tasted them. They were beautifully salty. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine.
Well, as Victor's influence on Simon and his family deepens, why is he so hard to resist? We'll find out tomorrow. In Soho Nights by Bernard Copps, Simon was played by Ronan Wybert, Victor by Patrick Toomey, Sarah by Federe Holmes, and Ivka by Finella Fielding. Lewis was played by David Bannerman, Imogen by Melinda Walker, Boston by Chris Gilbert, Dolores by Kate Binchy, Lily by Anne Beach, and Leonard by Jonathan Adams. Other parts were played by Peter Dacre, and the director was Alan Jury.